The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So for some of us, it might be a foreign idea. For some of us, it may not be a new idea, but it might not feel right. This idea that we are each a part of nature. Our awareness is just a natural thing that happens. And whatever arises in our awareness, whatever it is that's being noticed, is just nature unfolding too. And Utejaniya speaks a lot about that. Your thoughts, your feelings, your way you experience your body, that's all nature. And how you respond to it is just nature. The wanting or not wanting. So in this tradition, in the Utejaniya style of meditating, we talk about awareness itself, and we talk about the object of awareness. And by object, we simply mean what's being noticed. And by awareness, that's the thing that's doing the noticing. That's a little trickier to put into words. But we know what it is, right? So like somehow if we feel a sensation of, you know, skin on skin, or we touch something, you know, like go like this on our hand, there's the sensation on our hand. And then there's the knowing of the sensation, and awareness is what's knowing. And the sensation can have certain things about it that we notice, and the awareness itself can also have certain things. Maybe I'm really interested, so the awareness is really focused. Or maybe I don't really care. I'm interested in the bird outside and I'm not really tuned in. There's all different ways that awareness can be seen. So we talk about objects, what's being noticed, and we talk about awareness. And sometimes in this particular tradition, what we're paying attention to isn't emphasized really much. It's not as an important, if you will, in the instructions, as simply noticing, simply being aware that there is awareness, that there is the occurrence of noticing. And while this can seem complicated and very heady, it's actually really not. It's really simple, okay? For example, you're hearing my voice now. So the object in this moment, if you're hearing my voice, is my voice. And the awareness is whatever it is that's knowing that a voice is being heard, whatever it is that's actually noticing the voice. Without awareness of sound, you might see my lips move, my face move, but you wouldn't hear anything. So there's awareness. There's something that's doing the noticing. If we are able to see, if we have eyesight, same thing, right? We see, there's the thing we see, and there's the actual process of seeing, right? And we all know that if we do have eyesight, we know there's different ways of seeing. We could be looking carefully. We could be looking intensely, we could be looking kind of sitting back a little bit. We could be looking narrow. We could be looking broad. And all of this sometimes just happens on its own, but it's very useful to simply be aware. Oh yeah, noticing is happening. Seeing is happening. And we don't have to do anything to be aware. Okay. It's just natural for us to be aware. There is awareness as a part of being human and alive. There's awareness. And it comes in many different ways. You know, you don't have to try to hear my voice. It's just happening. You know, if a cup fell off the table and bumped into your leg, you wouldn't have to try to notice it. Just awareness would notice it. And it can be really easy to get entangled, to get like, well, wait, what do I do with this? Right? And that's true for the object, the thing that we're noticing. And it's true for the awareness itself. Especially with objects, though. Right? So like, I'm noticing a sensation in my left leg. And in meditation, even though, unless it's really a serious thing I need to move, I'm going to injure myself. Usually it's just something uncomfortable, if it's uncomfortable. But our minds are, or our beings in many ways are designed, if you will, or just they exist in a way that we have to solve problems to survive. Okay. As a species, we've had to do this. And what happens in meditation and much of life is when we notice something, oftentimes we think, oh, well, so now what do I do with it? Right. And for the most part, if we're not in danger in meditation, we don't need to do anything. In fact, it's useful to not do anything except notice. So we can also apply this to meditative moments off the cushion, out of our meditation chair. So the cloud is being seen. The cloud's the object. The seeing of the cloud is the awareness. And we could just notice the cloud. There's the cloud. Sometimes I even say to myself, this is what it's like to be a human being in this moment, noticing a cloud. It's like this. And there doesn't need to be anything more to it than that. The sensation in our body, you can just know it, right? There's the sensation and there's the knowing of the sensation. And don't be concerned if this idea of the knowing doesn't seem as tangible. It's not. But you know that there's some way that you know you feel a sensation. And this is true of thoughts too. There's the thought, that's an object that just arises. And there's the knowing of the thought. And I know there's a difference because there's so many times when my mind is spinning and I have a lot of thoughts, and it's not till later that I notice, oh, I was having all these thoughts. So there wasn't much awareness of the thoughts. There was just the thoughts. And one of the things that awareness can do, this is sort of an aside, it's a whole talk to itself, is awareness. If this is awareness and this is the object, usually we're kind of like, we don't even notice awareness. We're just caught by the object and it can be very entangling. Oftentimes, and for those of you who can't see me, I apologize. I'm holding my hands together and one hand is the awareness and one is the object. But if we notice the difference, here's the object. Now I'm separating them by a few inches and here's the awareness. Being aware that we're aware sometimes by itself disentangles us a little bit from the object. The main thing that I wanted to share and explore a little bit is this idea that the process of being aware and the objects themselves that are arising, that are being known in awareness, being noticed, both these things are just processes of nature, just ways that nature is unfolding in this moment. Okay. So the cloud that we're seeing is nature, and the seeing of the cloud is nature. The sensation in our body that we're noticing, the sensation is just part of nature, the nature of being a human in this moment. And the knowing of that sensation is just a natural process. And thinking's the same thing. Thoughts arise naturally. We know this because if we've ever tried to stop our thoughts, we notice they keep going. They just arise on their own. It's just a natural process. Some people, I've met a few people who say they can just choose to stop their thoughts. I've never experienced that just randomly at will on a regular basis. But thoughts are natural, and the noticing of the thoughts are natural. And one way that can be helpful for some people is to literally play with this a little bit and to say, well, if I'm looking at a bird flying and it's a pleasant bird, it's not like pecking a hole in the side of my, you know, my house where I live, you know, if it's a pleasant bird to watch, or maybe it's just foraging for seeds, or I'm watching a cloud go by, right? I'm not that attached to it. And it's fine to let it just be a natural thing. In fact, it can be really interesting at times. Lots of people like to observe nature, taking the smells and the sounds and the sensations of wind. Maybe you hear, where I live here at this time of year, there's a lot of frogs in the evening. It's a lovely sound. And so what might it be like to play with the idea? Well, what if I looked at this sensation in my leg, or at the noticing of this sensation, the same way that I like listen to the song of a bird, or watch a stream flow, or notice the light sparkling off the leaf of some trees when the sun is low on the horizon? And even if it doesn't seem like it's the same thing, it seems a little more loaded when it's our experience, I invite you, if it's comfortable, just to play with this idea. You could even try it now if you want. So imagine picturing something in nature that makes you feel okay, and you're not totally entangled in it, and you can just let it be and enjoy its existence. You know, you don't get really involved in it. You don't need to fix the bird's flight, right? Or change the way the sun is setting. And what if you notice a sensation in your body right now? And you just kind of try to bring some of the same flavor, not exactly, but a little bit of it. Can you just notice it? And let it be what it is. And you may notice the mind will go, well, yeah, but that's my knee and I have some issues with my knee and I might need to shift and I should call the doctor again and I haven't done PT in 2 weeks. You know, we're wired for solving and fixing. It's very normal. But then the thought that comes up about the sensation, we could play with the idea of, oh, there's a thought arising. Could I see that the same way I see a cloud drifting by? Or I hear a bird chirp. There's a thought. There it is. It's just doing its thing. And the thought's being noticed. So the noticing's just doing its thing. And not to say that sometimes thoughts aren't important to respond to, but in the practice of meditation, for the most part, we don't need to do anything with them. And one way for some people to lighten that tendency during meditation is to try to bring in some of the feeling we have, experience we have when we're letting nature be nature, and apply that to our own experience. We often, many of us, I know myself, we see meditation sometimes itself as something that we have to do in some way, right? Like there's some way we're supposed to do it. Then we have these thoughts, am I doing it well? I'm doing it well. I'm good at it. I'm not doing it well. What am I doing wrong? We see it as something outside ourselves in a sense, or a part of ourselves that has to be shaped. You know, we have to put it on like clothing, you know, and oh, I don't like this clothing. I must be meditating bad today. Right? Or we have to carry it like some external thing. And we apply our fix it, reaction, do something about it mode to our meditation. I've been noticing lately too, partly because of some explorations I've been doing in the world of music where they talk about this, but we do it with music. Musicians do it with music. And also, we do it with meditation, many of us. We somehow, our sense of self-worth in the moment, right, is wrapped up in our perception of how well we're doing something, right? And so this is true for many of us. Oh, I'm not meditating well, I don't feel good about it, right? Or I'm meditating well, you know, I feel good about it. And it's not true for all of us, and it's not true all the time. But even that thought, like that very subtle, oh, I'm okay or I'm not okay, that's just another thing arising that we can notice. Oh, look at that. Oh, that's just some unfolding, some natural process unfolding in my mind of feeling okay or not feeling okay. So this tendency to want to fix and change and do something, right? It's very normal. And for the most part, especially in meditation, it's not really necessary. So if we're not doing meditation, so to speak, if we're not trying to like get in there and adjust the object, fix the object so we feel better, or fix the awareness, you know, really, you know, we can adjust it a little bit sometimes. But if we're not doing that, what are we doing, right? And in a sense, what we're doing is we're setting conditions and then noticing whatever happens. So a strong example is if part of the conditions I set for meditation is I go down to the industrial part of town where all the trains come together and click and clack and attach and blow their whistles. And I put a little zafu on the floor and I meditate and my mind reacts strongly to loud noises. I would notice probably that setting those conditions doesn't invite particularly strong ability to sit and notice, right? So I didn't really control the noticing, but I controlled the conditions. On the other hand, if I go into a quiet spot, you know, maybe I close the door if I'm inside or go somewhere where I won't be distracted outside. And all I hear is quiet, gentle sounds or minimal sounds. I might notice if I do that every day for a week, that setting of that condition leads to different things happening, right? And it's also not a one-to-one. It's not like every time I set a condition, this thing happens. It's kind of a broader, you know, good to be aware that sometimes this is helpful and sometimes this isn't. But we're not really controlling what arises in our mind. We're not controlling the sensations. And a lot of difficulty comes from thinking we can and do and trying to. So we see our experience as something that we should do something about. We feel responsibility and ownership for our thoughts and our feelings. And this pulls us into some reaction mode. But what if we really saw our thoughts and our feelings and our sensations as just nature unfolding? It's just nature unfolding. It's all the conditions of our life coming together in this moment. And this is what's arising. And if what's arising is unpleasant, the noticing of the thing and the noticing of the unpleasantness, the noticing that the awareness is pushing against it, over time, that practice causes a separation between the object and the awareness. And it has the potential to really free us from being tangled from the things and the conditions around us, from the things and conditions that arise within our own body and minds and hearts. And over time, our experience can shift from a problem that needs to be handled to something we notice and that changes into something else just by giving it space to be noticed. Maybe it happens in a moment. We notice a thought. We really open to it and it changes. Or a feeling or a sensation. We don't resist it. We don't chase after it if we like it. We just open to it. And if you look closely and the mind is settled, the heart settled, you'll notice that it changes. It's almost never fixed and steady. And this happens in a broader sense too. There's many things that have arisen in my meditation practice over the years that I bump up against. It seems fixed and solid. Yeah, this is the part of me that won't change, or this is the thing that won't go away. This is the pain or the sensation that will always be there. And over time, I notice that shifts too. If I just keep practicing doing my best in the moment to just notice it, this is what's happening. might have been Achan Cha, who's a famous Thai forest teacher. I don't know quite the who said what to who, but the story is that one teacher said to his students, it's absolutely fine to look back on your meditation and reflect on how it's going. Just don't do it in any less than 5-year increments, right? And this idea that some of the things we think are fixed and solid, they're really not fixed and solid. We just need to give them time and space. And for some of us, sometimes just this idea of knowing or trying on the idea that whatever is happening, even in our own experience, is just a natural process unfolding. Right? And in a sense, on our cushion, we can see everything unfolding as something natural that's happening. It doesn't have to be something we like. We don't like lots of things about nature. You know, there's all sorts of things that nature throws, you know, nature the way we normally think of it, you know, the natural world. And there's also things we really like. And the same is true within ourselves. We can learn to look and see and appreciate the things we like, and we can notice how we bump up against the other things. Luckily for us, most of the thoughts that we have are not as dangerous as a tornado or a flood or a wildfire, right? And so we can learn to give them space and see what they do, right? And then there are some things we notice. I might notice a pain in a part of my body and it persists. So it's wise to then take some action and consult with somebody. But during the course of a single meditation, it's almost never the case that I need to do something immediately. Okay? And this is not to say that we should just become non-reactive, just chill about everything. Yeah, it's just nature. Oh, you know, your friend's over, they break their leg. Yeah, it's just nature. Can we have dinner now? You know, it's not so helpful. But on the cushion, right? On the cushion, if it seems useful, play and practice with this idea. If it seems useful, and don't misunderstand it as don't respond to what you're called to do in the course of your life. There are things you need to do, right? But it can also be useful to see it as nature. Right? Even if your friend's leg breaks, like something happened and that's what legs do when those things happen, right? Or there might be some condition they have that causes it to break more easily. So it can be useful even when we have to respond and react to reflect that there still is some aspect of nature unfolding even here. And when the things in our experience arise that we do like, right, that we find some support and comfort and buoyancy from, maybe for some of us it's the breath, or certain days it's the breath. Maybe it's the feeling of our hand on our legs when we're meditating. You know, maybe it's sound. It might just be a nice sensation, a nice movement of energy in the spine. Who knows what it is? Maybe it's the lack of a headache on a given day when most of the time you have a headache. We don't need to lean in and say, how do I get more of this? We can see that as nature too. Oh, look, this is a beautiful part of nature, a beautiful part of the natural unfolding of me in this moment. That's quite nice. And so we can notice that too and allow that to be part of nature. So the same way we might take in a scene of nature in an open and relaxed way, can we play with this idea when noticing thoughts or feelings or body sensations or the flavor of our awareness in any given moment of meditation? And there are many ways we can play with whatever is being noticed. And we can invite the possibility or practice with the idea that in any given moment in meditation, nothing is wrong. Nothing needs to be different. Nothing needs to be handled or dealt with in this moment of meditation. It's simply a process of nature arising in this moment that's in this particular way that's being noticed. So thank you for listening. And shut off the recording now. And...